Moving on to six, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2010 fourth quarter investment officer's report, John Hawes.
Again, another normal quarterly report that we provide. This one required under the Public Funds Investment Act. We present to you in your materials the investments that we have both on a restrictive and unrestricted basis, showing where our funds are invested. You can see at the end of August 31, at the end of this of our fiscal year, we had slightly more than $96 million in funds invested in cash and investment at that time. You can see it wasn't too much of a change, about $1 million change from the quarter before. You can see the average yield of maturities remained pretty much very similar to what it was before. It went up very, very slightly at 5 basis points on the average for this most recent quarter. But rates continue to be, as everybody knows, historically low, and all the expectations is they'll continue to be that way. So as we reinvest, they've gone down some in the last quarter or two, and so as we reinvest, most all of our investments, as you can see in the report, about 80% of our investments, which is what our policy allows for, is the maximum our policy allows for, are in certificates of deposit with banks, because those are the most attractive rates we can find. They are insured up to the $250,000 limit with FDIC, and above that, they're collateralized with U.S. government securities and stuff. So they're very safe from that standpoint, but that's where we're getting our best rates, is in certificates of deposit. As a practical matter, as you all saw, I think, in the GM report, and Mr. Patterson alluded to, we closed the sale last Friday of the land sale, and the $50 million we have also invested. And so next quarter, you'll see that number go up significantly by that amount. And those were invested also, as you saw in there, about 80% of them were in certificates of deposit that we got through bids from various banks and things like that. So any questions, anybody? Yes.
John, refresh my memory. When they did the emergency FDIC extension for insurance, does that expire in December 2010?
I believe it's been.
Has it been extended?
Go ahead. Let me ask
Susan.
Susan's with Valley View, and she.
It has been made permanent.
Oh, it's permanent.
Been made permanent. Okay, $250,000.
Any other questions for John? Thanks, sir.